This is Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us on the hotline right now, he covers the Celtics for CLNS. He is Jacob Toby. What's up, Jacob?
What's going on, my man? How you doing?
I can tell you that everybody else in this building has gone absolutely ape bleep because the Rockets pull off the massive comeback in the fourth quarter over the Warriors. So everybody here has completely lost their minds.
Yeah, I lost my mind losing that game, watching that game too. I mean, I guess the first question I had was, why didn't Steve Kerr call a timeout? Not directly when the Warriors got the ball, but when Klay Thompson was in the corner in trouble, when he got double teamed and then he had to, you know, shoot a turnaround fadeaway jumper contested. I don't know why there wasn't a timeout call there. That's the question I had.
Yeah, well, Steve went through a couple of different scenarios, and you know, he's like, "Oh well, you know, we ran out of gas." How do you run out of gas in Game 4 of the playoffs of the Western Conference Finals in your own building? How do you do that? Oh, by the way, Steph and KD just played season high minutes, and you lost. So
yeah,
I can't wait to see how the aura, you know, the invincibility aura, now that it has been broken. You know, for game two and game four, it was about the Rockets responding to getting punched in the gut. Well, the Warriors just lost their invincibility aura, and they just lost on their own home floor for the first time in like over 2 years in the playoffs. How did they respond to getting punched in the gut? Because we've seen them melt down. You know, we've seen Draymond and KD and Steph melt down at various points during the season.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. It's going to be it's an important game. The next one, you know, even Chris Paul was saying after their win tonight that, you know, we're going to need the whole city of Houston with us because of the you know, the aftermath of the school shooting there and whatnot. This is, you know, they want that win for them. They want to play well for them. So it's going to be a big contest because the crowd's going to be into it. You know, the whole city of Houston will be there supporting them, and Curry's going to have a better game for sure, and the whole Warriors team will just have to be more composed down the stretch, which is weird because that's what they're usually accustomed to doing, you know, ball movement down the stretch. But again, it was a lot of isolation ball, which we normally saw out of Houston, but the roles kind of reversed tonight, and Chris Paul played absolutely fantastic.
You know, Jacob, game five in a seven-game series is often the most important game in the series. The Rockets are going to get game five in their building tied 2-2. The Celtics are going to get game five in their building tied 2-2. Now, the Celtics have been great at home, but didn't fare so well at Quicken Loans Arena the last couple of games. What was the biggest difference to you from the games at TD Bank to the games at Quicken?
It's tough to tell because it's such an NBA thing where home teams are going to play better at home than on the road. It's just, you know, it's that simple. And it's always the role players. You know, how will the role players respond to their home crowd? And we saw the likes of George Hill and J.R. Smith for the Cleveland Cavaliers really step up their games in 3 and 4. And, you know, will Boston respond? That's the big question. And I think they will because they've been so dominant at TD Garden all season long. You know, they're 9-0 in the playoffs. They've been miraculous at home. The guys like Terry Rozier, I feel like, will step up big time just because of the swagger he brings, the confidence he brings playing at home. But it's going to take a full team effort, you know, from the first guy off the bench, you know, even if Brad Stevens wants to go deeper. We'll see if Shane Larkin will make an appearance. Brad Stevens saying that he'll probably be ready sometime this series, but he doesn't anticipate him being ready for game five, but that would be a big boost off of Brad Stevens' bench. But I'm not sure. I mean, it's going to be a good game for sure. I can tell you that much. It's not going to be a blowout. I think that Celtics are working their way back into it being a closer game. I don't think there's going to be any more blowouts in this series. I think we saw enough of those already, and they did play better. The Celtics did in game four. Al Horford said that close game, but he acknowledged that there's still things they need to learn from in that game to take home. But Brad Stevens said it best. He said, it's the best 2 out of 3 to get to the NBA Finals. It doesn't get better than that.
Now, before game one, well, let's just say that Marcus Morris decided he was going to tell the world that he is the LeBron stopper, and the only guy better than him at it is Kawhi Leonard. He's the LeBron stopper, and in game one, well, he showed up, and he lived up to his moniker. Since then, not so much. Is that something that you're afraid he is going to come to regret saying?
I'm not sure. I don't think so, because, like I said, some of the role players will have to play better at home, and they will, I think, and Morris is one of those guys, so I think he knows he's played poorly in these last couple games, and sometimes even we saw switches that put Terry Rozier on LeBron James, and although Rozier's a solid defensive point guard, it's really tough to guard LeBron James when you're only 6'1", 6'2", and LeBron is upwards of 6'8", 6'9", 265 running down the floor, so it's really tough for a guy like Rozier to guard LeBron, but I think Morris can bounce back. I think he's going to have a good game five just because of the X factor abilities he brings, whether it's, you know, his defensive length and athleticism, which can help against LeBron James. It's just you cannot be switched a lot against him, because he'll just take down anyone else that's smaller than him. And Morris, I think, will come to the challenge and rise up, because he knows he didn't have a good series in Cleveland, and he has to step that up big time.
Is it concerning to you from the Celtics' point of view that Al Horford got outplayed by Tristan Thompson-Kardashian in Game 4?
There you go with the Kardashian talk again. I like that. Well, Thompson maybe had his best game all season against the Celtics. You know, double-digit rebounds, double-digit points. And I had said before when I was on with you last week that he has killed the Celtics time and time out again, but that wasn't the case in Game 1. In Game 2, well, he definitely stepped up his game in Cleveland, and it is a bit concerning. You know, Al Horford played so well these playoffs, and I think Max Kellerman on ESPN today said that he thought Al Horford was playing at a Hall of Fame-type level in the playoffs. I don't know if I agree with it to that extent, but I think he's been so solid this whole playoff run for the Celtics. Defensively, he's had to carry a boatload. He's the anchor. He's the guy that's going to call on all the switches. He communicates so well. He's such a great leader inside the locker room, on and off the court, all those types of things. I'm not too concerned about him defensively. Again, the Celtics are back home. They have a rejuvenated chance here to do, you know, best 2 out of 3, and they have those 2 games at home. It's going to be a big, big game five for sure.
Man, see, this is what you get for listening to other networks and then name-dropping them on my show. Man, the disrespect is real. I feel like the Rockets right now. 65 wins? Eh, you're toast. You're killing me. Jacob Toby covers the Celtics for CLNS. And, all right, so you get out to a 2-game lead. It's tied at 2, but at the end of the day, it's a 3-game series, and 2 of them are in your building. How different do you expect the games to be now that they head back to Boston? You know, Cleveland, their role players do tend to play a lot better at home than on the road. And is someone going to make sure Khloe Kardashian is at TD Bank Garden so that Tristan Thompson Kardashian will play poorly?
Yes, I do think that'll happen, and you know, someone will have to make sure, one of the Celtics people out there will have to make sure that she gets a courtside seat, you know, center court, right where she can see Thompson. But no. But if they're all going to be close, I think. I mean, there's no way that a team like the Celtics, you know, a young team, a feisty team that's fought all season long through different types of injuries, whether it's Kyrie Irving or Gordon Hayward, or even Al Horford, you know, had to take some time off, or, you know, name your guy. A bunch of different people have been out for the Celtics. You know, they've had to endure too much. And same with the Cavs as well. They have to improve too. They made the big trade at the trade deadline. They want to prove that, you know, we still have LeBron James. He can get to his 8th straight final, and we can go from there. You know, I don't know if they could win the finals, but if they want to get there, then they surely can, because LeBron's the greatest in the world. And I think it's going to be epic. I think it's going to be LeBron, Willie, his team. He just needs two guys, two original players to play well. And if he goes off for 40, you know, they're in a really good position. But if the Celtics role players can step it up, they have so much talent, they have so much length, they have so much athleticism. I don't see any more blowouts. I can't possibly see it just because of the pure fact that both teams are talented. They have talented guys. It's going to be fun, man. I cannot wait for this game.
All right. So, you know, this is the second time we're talking. Right now, both series tied at 2. If you had to put your money down, where are you putting your money?
If I was a betting man, which I'm not, but if I was...
So you're not a degenerate gambler, but if you were...
If I was, I would put my money on Golden State still coming out. I just think... I can't ignore the fact that they have a couple MVP-caliber players and they've run the table the last couple of years and they have so much depth and talent. I will take the Warriors in 7.
My producer just said you're banned from this show for life.
I will take the Warriors in 7, and I have to stick with what I said about the Celtics and Cavs before, because I had picked the Warriors before too. I will pick the Cavs out of the series just because of the pure fact of me staying with my thoughts and not trying to be a flip flopper there. I do think, you know, LeBron James is playing at a ridiculous level, 44 points in game 4. He has looked stronger, faster than ever. And I just think it's going to be a LeBron's 8th straight finals. I mean, that is going to be ridiculous. I'll say it once more. Cavs, Warriors, another finals between the two teams.
Everyone not in Cleveland and Oakland hates you right now.
I'm sorry. I'm a realist. I'm sorry.
Jacob Toby covers the Celtics for CLNS. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob R. Toby. All right, bro. Maybe we'll be talking to you again next week. We'll see where these series winds up.
All right, brother. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Jacob Toby, CLNS, covering the Celtics.